I'd like to offer a prayer for local government. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, send down upon those who hold office in this state, especially members of this Senate. Send down the spirit of wisdom, charity, and justice, that with steadfast purpose they may faithfully serve in their offices to promote the well-being of all people. For it is in your name that we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. There is no doctor nor nurse for the day.
We got Skip if he wants to.
Majority floor leader Nicholas, do you have a motion for us at this time?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do. Senator Anderson, I move that Diana Williamson be appointed temporary chief clerk of the Senate.
You heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried. The chief clerk will please call the roll of the Senate.
Roll call for Tuesday, January 8th. Anderson, District 2.
Here.
Anderson, District 28.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Amrick.
Here.
Esquibel.
Present.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Hines.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Nutting.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rothbus.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Flatern.
Here.
President Ross.
Here.
30 present.
All of the senators and senators-elect are president. Majority Floor Leader Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that a committee of four on credentials be appointed.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried. The following appointment are appointed to serve to the Credentials Committee. Senator Meyer, Chairman and Senators Cooper, Nutting, and Esquibel, will you please approach the front desk? The Senate will stand at ease, subject to the call of the chair, to await the report of the Credentials Committee. You are at ease.
What's a bunch of squirrels up there? I think my light's on.
I'm trying to get Ross right now.
Here's my light.
The Senate will come to order. The chair recognizes Senator Meyer at this time.
Senator Anderson, your Committee on Credentials respectfully reports back the following named persons shown by the certificate from the Secretary of State are duly elected members of the Senate of the 62nd Legislature of the State of Wyoming for a four-year term beginning on the first Monday in January, A.D. 2013. Would the reading clerk please read the names of the newly elected senators?
Senate District 2, Senator Jim D. Anderson. Senate District 4, Senator Tony Ross. Senate District 6, Senator Wayne Johnson. Senate District 8, Senator Floyd A. Escobel. Senate District 10, Senator Phil Nicholas. Senate District 12, Senator Bernadine L. Kraft. Senate District 14, Senator Stan Cooper. Senate District 16, Senator Dan Dockstaffer. Senate District 18, Senator Henry H. R. Hank Cole. Senate District 20, Senator Gerald E. Geis. Senate District 22, Senator John C. Schiffer. Senate District 24, Senator Michael von Fladern. Senate District 26, Senator Eli D. Bebout. Senate District 28, Senator Jim L. Anderson. And Senate District 30, Senator Charles K. Scott.
Senator Meyer.
Senator Anderson, I move the report of the Committee on Credentials be adopted and the committee be discharged.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion has carried. Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Anderson, I move the Committee of Two be appointed to wait upon the Honorable Chief Justice Marilyn Kite and request her presence in the Senate chamber to administer the oath of office to the newly elected senators.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion has carried. Would Senator Landon and Senator Rothless, will you please inform Chief Justice Kite that the Senate is now ready for her to administer the oath of office to the newly elected senators. The Senate will be at ease, subject to the call of the chair, to await the arrival of Chief Justice Kite. We're at ease. The Senate will come back to order and rise. Senators, please be seated. Will the newly elected senators please come forward to be sworn in? Chief Justice Kite, thank you, and you may be seated and join us as we continue to elect the officers of the body. Majority Floor Leader Nicholas.
Thank you, Senator Anderson. I move that the Senate proceed with the nomination and the election of permanent officers.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried. The election of the permanent officers of the Senate will be the next order of business. Majority Floor Leader Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I, with some disbelief and great pride, I nominate for for the office of President of the Senate, Senator Tony Ross of Senate District Number 4.
Yes, Senator Ross.
Mr. President, I second the nomination of Senator Tony Ross and move that his election be made unanimous, especially with the roll call.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded that Senator Ross be unanimously elected president of the State Senate of the 62nd Legislature of Wyoming, and that we dispense with the roll call. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. By your vote, Senator Tony Ross has been elected president of the Senate, and I would ask that Senator Ross please come forward and take the oath of that office. President, 2 years ago, I accepted this gavel with a great deal of pleasure. With that same pleasure, I give it to you. Thank Congratulations. You. I want to thank you for all the help that you gave me during my term. I pledge myself to give you an equal amount, and I will have to tell you, I and others in this body have the utmost confidence in you and your leadership team, and we're looking forward to the 62nd. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The chair is yours.
I always wanted to do that. Before I begin, there are, as you can tell, a number of people here today that I'd like to introduce. Hopefully I won't tear up, but you know how I am. But first of all, I'd like to introduce my wife, Sandy, if you'd stand. Of course, Sandy's been with me in this journey since the get-go. We got married in 1982, and I decided to run for office. And she's been with me ever since that time. A great support. My daughter, Keaton, who is here, stayed on for a few days until she goes back to Arizona State. My sister, who most of you have probably never ever met, flew in from Pittsburgh, Katie Kovac, and it's so nice that she's here. My brother, of course, most of you know, Dr. Skip Ross, and his wife, Sasha, and their daughter, Kylie. A very, very special person to me is my mother-in-law.
Nona Holmes. And she is the last living founder of Taco John's International. And it's with great pride that we have such a great family. I have a host of people in the back that I'd like to introduce. They're up in the back, and I'll have them stand. First of all, I need to introduce my paralegal, Beth Scharf, and my law partner, George Santini. Without them, I could not be able to do this work. George can do about twice as much work as I can do in a day. And fortunately for me, he's been willing to suck up my stuff when I'm gone. Also in the back is my brother-in-law, Denny Holmes, and his wife, Chris, if you would stand. My wife's identical twin sister, Candy Hartman. And my twin brother from a different mother, Clayton Hartman. Their daughter, Haley Hartman, Stramel, and her husband, Payton. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Carolyn O'Connor and Terry O'Connor. And then over in the corner, the youngest Hartman, Morgan Hartman, my niece, and her boyfriend, Kevin Whalen. Before I begin my speech, there are two people that I want to thank from the bottom of my heart. They are my mentors, Senator John Schiffer and Senator Jim Anderson. To me, you both will always be Mr. President. I have thought long and hard about what I would say to you today that has real meaning and substance that will help us through this session. To do so, I need to give you my perspective of where I see where we are, and then where we will go from here. I have been in politics since the late 1970s, beginning right here in this chamber, on this floor, over by where Senator Geis is, as Senate attorney. Unfortunately, I have seen in the year 2012 something that I've never seen in Wyoming politics before. Campaigns that are so ugly, filled with such viciousness, meanness, anger, and lies. And some of you were recipients of those tactics. Fringe parties rising up with extreme agendas that are in attack mode only. Organizations that are so strident that is their way or the highway only. And of course, litmus tests of purity. Hopefully much of this vitriol is directed at national politics. But I don't think so. I think it filters down to us too. What I fear most is cynicism. Our political system is unlikely to be brought down by angry mobs in the street. Cynicism, on the other hand, undermines the foundation of our political system by leaving people with a sense that they cannot make a difference by getting involved. It is when we stop trying that both our system and our individual liberties are put at great risk. It is the vast majority that has become uninvolved. Some call it the silent majority. So what is our response to this climate? How do we respond to these factions? How do we instill faith in our government? Or do we let the fringes decide our fate? Actually, I believe that the answer to these questions is quite simple. The answer didn't come to me because I'm such a deep thinker. It came to me a little while ago when my brother gave me this book. How Do You Kill 11 Million People? It was written by Andy Andrews, and it really struck a chord with me.
You will see on your desk a copy of this book, which is a personal gift from me to you. And there is a little label inside addressed to each of you individually. It is an easy read, and it probably takes less than an hour to read. And I encourage you all to read it during the early days of this session. Andy Andrews looks at this question by analyzing Nazi Germany and the Holocaust, and then analogizes that to today in our country, in our political system, and challenges us as political leaders and as citizens. The question is, how do you kill 1 million people, 11 million people? And the answer to that question is, you lie to them. His charge to us as political leaders and to the citizenry is speaking the truth. It should be the least that we require of our elected leaders. He asks some other questions. Does it matter that millions of ordinary citizens have checked out of participating in the decisions that shape the future of this country? Which is more dangerous, politicians with ill intent or true trusting population that allows such people to lead them? Ultimately, he issues, and I'm speaking to the public now, a wake-up call to the citizens. Become informed, passionate citizens who demand honesty and integrity from our leaders, or suffer the consequences of our own ignorance and apathy. Furthermore, we can no longer measure a leader's worth by the yardsticks provided by the left or the right. Instead, we must use an unchanging standard, the pure, unvarnished truth. These are serious times. We face serious issues. Supplemental budget cuts. Our response to the Affordable Care Act, health insurance exchanges, expansion of Medicaid, education accountability, and a fuel tax, just to name a few. But we are a serious body, and we will tackle these issues head on. Many people are looking to the Senate to be the body of reason and measure. So my charge to you for the 62nd Senate of the 62nd Legislature is to be reasoned, to be measured, to be thoughtful, to listen, to be courteous and civil in your discourse, to have some humor, which comes pretty easy for me, and most importantly, to be truthful. It is my great honor to serve you as president of the 62nd Legislature. God bless the state of Wyoming and the United States of America. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, motions are now in order for the nomination of Vice President. Senator Coe.
Mr. President, gives me great pleasure to nominate the pride of Shoshone, the pride of Fremont County, my forever friend, my longtime colleague, the name of Senator Eli Bebout for Vice President.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader Rothfuss.
Mr. President, I second the nomination of Senator Eli Bebout
and move that the election of Senator Ebaugh be made unanimous.
It has been moved and seconded that Senator Eli Bebout be unanimously elected Vice President of the State Senate of the 62nd Legislature of Wyoming, and that we dispense with the roll call. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. By unanimous vote of the Senate, Senator Bebout has been elected Vice President of the Senate. Please come forward and take the oath of office. Vice President, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. And by the way, Mr. President, those remarks were very well spoken. You made some very valid points, and I can see that you're going to be a fantastic president because Wyoming is at your heart. So thank you very much for those remarks. I really mean that. Members of the 62nd Wyoming Senate, friends, Wyoming citizens, honored guests, my wife, Lorraine. Hi, honey. And I wish my mother could be here today. She's not, but maybe she's up there listening. Welcome and good afternoon. A few weeks ago, I was reading a newspaper. It was talking about the upcoming session for the Wyoming legislature. And the article started with always the issues that we deal with, and the first one and foremost was revenues. Do we have enough money to fund education? Do we have enough money to take care of our roads, our government at a reasonable level? And how do we deal with our federal government? And as I read this, I thought about this session, and then I looked at the paper. It was dated in the 1930s. I mean, Wyoming hasn't changed. The issues today are very much the same issues that we've had to deal with throughout this history of Wyoming. And as Speaker, or Mr. President Ross spoke about the issues facing us, we have consideration of tax increases. Our revenues are down because of our dependence on the mineral extraction industry. And we all know that if we look to the future of those revenue streams, that they're questionable. We need to look at responsible reductions of our state government in a way that we can still provide the services that our citizens need, but yet do it at affordable cost. We have to deal with the uncertainty of the overreaching arm of the federal government. And quite frankly, members of the Senate, I didn't think that I would stand up here and say one of the big issues we have to deal with is our federal government, but it is. It is an issue. We talk about the Affordable Care Act. We talk about the EPA and the overreaching arm of the EPA relative to our extractive industry, particularly coal, the ridiculousness of their rules and regulation they're placing on us. And when you look at the laws at the federal level talking about multiple use and sustained yield, that's not what they're all about. We have the federal government to deal with. We talk about the AML funds. We all know that situation. And the list goes on. The hardest part for all of this is how do we as a legislature make good decisions for the future of our great state when there's so much uncertainty? Well, Wyoming's a conservative state, and we brag with due reason about how we have ranked number one or number two for the last many years in terms of how we run our state and our fiscal nature and our budget and state in general. We need to continue that. The decisions we make now should be more than just considering the next half of this biennium or even the next biennium. We need to be looking forward to the rest of this decade and maybe even into the next decade. They're going to be difficult. This is going to be a tough session, no question about it. But in the long run, we will be glad that we made these decisions. I'm thinking specifically about the funding level of government at a level we need and can afford. Appropriate funding for all levels of education, our roads, our permanent mineral funds and our school funds to try to grow those, our stabilization account, and the state's retirement program. All these issues ensure that we must work hard over the next, and listen carefully to this, 37 days. I think we can get out of here in 37 days. And you always hear the joke about we're going to Cheyenne for 40 days and 300 nights. Well, we're going to be working hard at night, too, and we all understand that. And we will be a deliberative body. As I look around this chamber, it's just such a good feeling of pride that I'm here. We have five former presidents, John Schiffer, Jim Anderson, Hank Coe, John Hines, Jerry Geis. We also have so much other talent. Many of you I served with in the House. It's incredible when you think about this legislature, this Senate, the talent that's in here. And the newly elected, that some are just completing the first half of their term, the five that came in and the two newly elected. Tremendous amount of talent. And I think that at this time in history in our great state, that this Wyoming Senate has the ability to deal with the issues before us. Once again, I want to thank you for the confidence you placed in me by electing me to this position. I will work diligently to ensure that the process is maintained, that we'll have full and complete debate on all the important issues, and then we work with both the majority parties and, Chris, the minority parties, and be sure that all this happens. Thank goodness, and I really mean this, thank goodness that we are a citizen legislature, where we all have our own lives that we live, our own ways of making a living, and for whatever reason, and Lorraine, I'm not sure why we do this, but we do it, and thank you for your support. For whatever reason we do this, we are here gathered today to do what's right for this greatest state of Wyoming. And I really believe with all my heart that with the leadership of President Ross and Senator Nicholas, that we will be able to do this, and when we leave here in 2 months, that we will make the state of Wyoming proud. I'm proud of you. I'm honored to be here and serve with you. Thank you very much.
Chief Justice Kite, we'd like to thank you for being here today and assisting us in the opening of the 62nd session of this legislature. It's particularly an honor for me to have had you swear me in. Senator Landon and Senator Rothfuss, please escort the Honorable Chief Justice Kite from the chamber. All rise. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you your majority floor leader, Senator Phil Nicholas. Senator Nicholas, would you like to say a few words?
Well, thank you for everybody, and I really am humbled to be your majority floor leader, and I look forward to working with the minority party. I would like to take the privilege to introduce my family who's here, beginning with my wife, Karen. Karen is Tony's 17 years, and I've been in 16 years. We came in a year apart, and we watched our children grow up. It's good to see his children here today, successful adults, and I know that he wishes that Cameron were here, and Karen and I have two children unable to be here. Our oldest son, Joe, is in Casper on his way to Houston, and Our daughter, Kim, is finishing up her residency in Nebraska. The other two, we have two, privileged to have two of our children here. Nate, our oldest, our second son. Nate's just finished up, he's an electrical engineer and just finished up his MBA and his law degree and going to take the bar here and then look for a job probably in China, but we don't know. We'll see. And our youngest son, John. John, as many of you may have known, he's been in the halls of the Capitol building for 16 years, and I think I have a list of a security detail list from the to everything from playing yo-yos off the banister to things that but we're really proud to have them here. The we're lucky to have our parents here. My parents, Jack and Alice, if they'd stand. The you wonder where you get the love to be here. My dad was in the House of Representatives when I was in 1969 he was, and then thereafter he ran and was the last elected judge in Wyoming. He beat an incumbent, so they went to the appointment system. But that's where we grew. They'll have the love of this institution, and also we're privileged. Apparently, Dave Gruber gave my little sister Lily off some time. Lily's in the back, you all know. She's the one with the infectious laugh, almost more infectious than your own. And also with us today is her husband, Steve Sharp, and their daughter, Macrina. Steve has just been recently appointed to fill the First Judicial District Judge slot. He'll be sworn in February, and he invites you all on his nickel to the next party. Well, I when I think about how long we've been here, Mr. Speaker, and I join with Tony in looking back and looking at who our mentors are and what brought us here, and you know, one of the things I think we've all have. All of us have been here a long time. When I look back, there's so many mentors, and when I really think about it, we've all been each other's mentors. You've all been my mentors. And along the way, each and every person that you serve with, you learn something from. And we've been blessed to serve with so many people over the years. And I look forward to working with you all for the next 2 years as your majority floor leader. And I hope that we'll all work together, we'll learn together, and we'll tackle all these problems together. There's been a common theme. You heard it from the Vice President, and you heard part of it from Mr. President, with respect to what do we see going forward, what are going to be the largest issues, and one of the big issues are a recognition of our revenues. The experts out there have warned us that our mineral prices are likely to plateau for the next 8 to 10 years. We all knew that the exceptional growth that we've had over the last 10 years can't continue, unlikely to continue. We knew that was going to happen. But this is a good time to take a look at the work that was laid out for the Tax 2000 committees that led to the final Tax 2000 recommendations. And I'll hand that out to everybody for just an opportunity to take a look at that. Because when I look at those findings from the Tax 2000, and there are many of the folks here that participated in the development of those findings, and it's a good time to go back and look at those findings. During the 10 to 12 years that preceded those, we had modest growth in revenues, but the modest growth was simply not enough to keep us up with the expenditures of just the natural growth in government. In fact, at that time, at the time those reports of Tax 2000 were issued, our teacher salaries were the lowest in the nation. We had, my recollection, the state employee salaries were about 70% of the market pay as we determined and looked around. We had developed a backlog of statewide capital construction needs, major maintenance demands that were pretty extraordinary. At that time, the only solution seemed to be new taxes in the form of income tax, in the form of sales tax on services, and or a real estate transfer tax. Coal bed methane and deep gas eliminated the need for those taxes. Notwithstanding that, much of the landscape has still not changed from what those reports were. We still have a stacked tax system that depends heavily on one sector, on the energy sector, which is a commodity-based industry. As we build the budgets going forward in anticipation that revenues will increase, they may decrease, fall in some amount, or what I think is more probable than not, we're going to see slow increases over a long period of time. It's good to review the lessons learned from Tax 2000 and that work. That work took place after a long, prolonged period of slow growth. In effect, in Tax 2000, they were, and we were, the folks that participated, were looking backwards at what I think may be our future. We're beginning that trend. If things get better, great, but otherwise, we're looking forward into what they were looking backwards toward. When you review the events up to Tax 2000, you understand that our tax system necessarily, or not necessarily, it does create rainy seasons. Not a rainy day, rainy seasons. The issue wasn't and never has been what constitutes a rainy day under our budgets. Rather, our experience, we know that the state's budgets go through cycles which are often, they're predictable, they're long in term, and they constitute a plateau or a decline of revenue at or near, or sometimes below, just slightly below your current operating expenses. Over the course of the session, I look forward to reviewing those lessons learned with all of you, and together, all of us together with the minority party, I believe that we have an opportunity to craft a path forward that takes into account the lessons learned in the past, such that we'll be able to forge forward in a manner that maintains the gains that we've achieved over the past 10 years, provides for new economic development, opportunities for managed growth. I look forward to working out these new challenges with all of you. Thank you very much for this honor.
My honor to introduce to you the minority floor leader of the Wyoming Senate, Senator Chris Rothfuss. Senator, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to address my colleagues here today. It's certainly an honor to be the minority leader for the 62nd session of the Wyoming Legislature. And as you noted earlier, and we've heard from the majority floor leader and the vice president, we're very fortunate to be in the state of Wyoming and the Wyoming Legislature. We certainly have challenges ahead. We certainly have a lot of opportunities, but I'm confident that we're going to work together very well in the coming weeks and in the years ahead. I don't know what series of events led this institution to the level of decorum, cooperation, and camaraderie that currently exists, but it is truly an incredible asset for the state of Wyoming and for the people of Wyoming. It is more important than any legislator. It's more important than any single piece of legislation. It's something that we need to protect and preserve. And we need to make sure that in this time of partisan rhetoric, of national polarization, of the difficulties that we heard the good president describe, that we again rise above the politics and address the business of the people of the great state of Wyoming working together, which is exactly what I intend to do, my minority intends to do, and I'm absolutely confident that everyone in this room intends the same way. As we've heard and discussed, we have difficult challenges in the years ahead and in this session. We have the future revenue decline that's projected that we have to contend with, that the majority floor leader just described eloquently. We have a decision whether or not to accept federal funds to expand our Medicaid program. I'm confident we'll have a lot of good, robust debate on that particular topic, and I look forward to it. We have a proposed fuel tax. We have to find a way to address our infrastructure and roads as we move forward. And, of course, we have to identify the best path forward to support our efforts in crafting the finest system of education for our children. That is essential. And, again, I look forward to the discussions and debate. Along the way, we will no doubt struggle with issues of individual rights, property, equality, and justice under the law. Hopefully, at the end of this session, we will leave the people of Wyoming freer, safer, and better protected than they are today. As we weigh the many issues at hand, in light of the uncertain revenue future, it is essential that we recognize that expenditure and investment are not the same thing. Not all appropriations are created equal. Some provide a positive return on investment to the people of the state of Wyoming, and we must make sure that we cut and invest thoughtfully. Will we invest our earnings in stocks, bonds, infrastructure, economic development, the health of our people, the education of our children? You can only spend a dollar once, but sometimes you get that positive return on investment, and we have to look for ways to do that. Again, looking towards the future. Now, Mr. President, as you may have noticed, we are a small minority in this particular session. In fact, there are so many senators in the majority this year that they've run out of names. And have been forced to reuse Jim Anderson. We promise to help with that as well, Mr. President. And we look forward to robust debate, continued rousing laughter, and warm friendship in the days ahead. Thank you, everyone.
I would like to introduce to you the Cheyenne East High School Chorale, the top performing. What? Just a moment.
Here, don't I?
I have a different script than you.
So did.
Oh, okay. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
I get the floor. May I have the privilege of the floor, Mr. President?
You may have privilege of the floor.
Well, thank you. It's going to be a problem, isn't it? Mr. President, it's customary for us to provide you a gavel. And, you know, gavels are kind of like, everybody watched the Harry Potter show. Remember the wand actually picks the wizard? You probably didn't know that, but gavel's the same way. And the problem is that the majority, or the president, went in twice, and there's two different gavels. It depends on whether he's with the minority party or the majority party. So we're going to begin by presenting you with the gavel from the majority party. Mr. Vice President, would you please approach the front.
May I approach your desk?
Mr. Vice President, you may.
I knew this was going to happen.
Well, Mr. President, having known you for many, many years and have always respected your sound judgment and the way you control the meetings that you've run, and now that you're the president of the Wyoming Senate, we want to present to you a gavel appropriate to your level of expertise, knowledge, leadership abilities, and how you're going to lead us into the future. And we know, members of the Senate, that he will use this gavel very wisely for the majority party, and here it is.
Thank you. analogy here that I won't use it. I actually have a bigger gavel.
Yeah, well, Mr. President, I still have the floor.
Okay.
I may have forgotten about that. And it turns out that the minority floor leader has the other personality side to this unique individual. And Mr. Minority Floor Leader, would you please approach and provide him the minority gavel?
Yes, you may.
Mr. President, this is a tribute to your Italian heritage. We have the colors of the flag.
I knew it was coming. I just knew it. The Senate will come back to order. I would like to get back to the script, if I can. I would like to introduce... These guys are never going to get to sing.
Mr. President, it's just like you to always want one more president. Everybody's
in the Ross family have always seen it. You always want the last president. We honor you with this.
The real deal.
Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you. As you can tell, we will have some fun this session. But thank you so much. This actually says 62nd Wyoming State Legislature, 2013-24. Tony Ross, Senate President. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to introduce the Cheyenne East High School Chorale, the top-performing choir at East, directed by Beth Keene. The Senate will stand at ease to the sound of the gavel.
Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael.
You need to oochie a little bit here.
From the memories of
Dr. Keene, if you would come forward, please. On behalf of the Wyoming Senate, we'd like to present you with this certificate recognizing how beautiful these singers are and what a wonderful job you've done.
Thank you.
And thank you for your wonderful performance for us on a special day for most of us. So
thank
you very much. I would like to thank, and as they're leaving, all. Whoops.
Before you go to that, can I.
Senator Coe.
Just one more person that just joined us on the floor here. She's got to be very proud. Her son just got sworn in the House, third generation Northrop from Park County. Senator Lannis Northrop's wife, Mary Ann. Please join us and join me in welcoming her.
welcome to the Senate. It's nice to see you. You're welcome anytime. Oh, so back to the script. I would like to thank the families of all the members and guests for attending the opening ceremony. You're welcome to stay if you wish. If you wish to leave, but for a few moments, I'm going to give the senators an opportunity to mingle with their family before we come back to the order of the day. The Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Thank you.
Thanks for that.
That was great.
Thanks for
that. I would love, for the purpose of prayer, to have a copy of
it. It's not really written. It's more of an outline, but you're welcome to it.
You do. That was your line.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Appreciate your words.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this for us, too. I specifically requested your services, so thank you.
I didn't know this. I was
Thank you.
Thank you.
This one says,
Pres Tony. President Rossiglione. Il Presidente.
That's funny. Gross game.
Senate will come to order. Yeah, we're missing the majority floor leader. We're missing the majority floor leader. If anybody knows, let's have a call of the house. That's right. Little Banny Rooster. Welcome back.
You know, it seems like a month. Mr. President, I move that the following named persons be placed in nomination as employees of the Senate and that they be voted on collectively.
The reading clerk will read the names of the employees in their respective positions.
Diana Williamson, Chief Clerk. Ellen Thompson, Assistant Chief Clerk. Judy Parks, Staff Supervisor. Bernice Gerard, Assistant Staff Supervisor. Pat Johnson, Journal Clerk. Dick Loski, Reading Clerk. Russell Rose, Floor Computer Clerk. Cheryl Brown, Leadership Secretary. Rosalind Berry, Attorney's Secretary. Kathleen Kalasinski, Telephone Hotline Receptionist. Kathy Alice, Judiciary Secretary. Ron Kosicki, Appropriation Secretary. Patricia Joyce, Appropriation Secretary. Beth Miller, Revenue Secretary. Dick Morrison, Education Secretary. Addie Sabalas, Agricultural Secretary. Marcia Ziegelman, Transportation and Travel Secretary. Georgia George, Corporations and Minority Secretary. Sherry McDowell, Minerals Secretary. Naomi McGowan, Labor Secretary. Catherine Heaton, Bill Collator. Joanne Corneliuson, Messenger. Linda Pulse, Page. Marty Curl, Page. Kathleen Camargo, Student Page. Larry Hootman, Sergeant at Arms. William Cruz, Doorman. John Black, Doorman. Bell Heinrich, Watchman. And Gene Schaff, Watchman.
You've heard the motion that the persons on the list just read be made the employees of the Wyoming Senate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion is carried. On behalf of the Senate, I welcome you as staff members. I hope you will find your work here both challenging and rewarding. Mr. Majority Floor Leader Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the permanent Senate and joint rules of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature be adopted as the temporary rules of the Senate of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature.
You've heard the motion. A simple majority is required for adoption of this motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion is carried. The standing committee appointments have been made, and the reading clerk will read the committee memberships.
Judiciary, Senator John Schiffer, Chairman. Senators Bruce Burns, Leland Christensen, Larry Hicks, and Floyd Escobel. Appropriation, Senator Eli Bebout, Chairman. Senators Dan Dockstader, Kurt Meyer, Drew Perkins, and John Hastert. Revenue, Senator R.A. Peterson, Chairman. Senators Jim L. Anderson, Cale Case, Fred Emmerich, and Michael Von Fladern. Education, Senator Hank Coe, Chairman. Senators Jim D. Anderson, Paul Barnard, Bill Landon, and Chris Rothfuss. Agriculture, State, Public Lands, and Water Resources. Senator Gerald Geis, Chairman. Senators Ogden Driscoll, Fred Emmerich, Larry Hicks, Wayne Johnson. Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. Senator Bruce Burns, Chairman. Senators Paul Barnard, Leland Christensen, Ogden Driscoll, Bernadine Kraft. Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. Senator Cale Case, Chairman. Senators John Hines, Wayne Johnson, Leslie Nutting, and Charles Scott. Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Senators Michael Von Fladern, Chairman. Senators Stan Cooper, Bill Landon, John Schiffer, and Floyd Escobel. Minerals, Business, and Economic Development. Senators John Hines, Chairman. Senators Jim D. Anderson, Hank Coe, Stan Cooper, and Chris Rothfuss. Labor, Health, and Social Services. Senator Charles K. Scott, Chairman. Senators Jim L. Anderson, Leslie Nutting, R. A. Peterson, and Bernadine Kraft. The Journal, Senators Jim L. Anderson and Bernadine Kraft. Rules and Procedures, President Tony Ross, Chairman. Senators Eli Bebout, Phil Nicholson, Bernadine Kraft, and Chris Rothfuss.
If there is no objection, the standing committees you have just heard will stand as read and be your committees for the Senate 62nd Legislature of Wyoming. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the House of Representatives be informed that the Senate of the 62nd Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion is carried. I am directing the Chief Clerk to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the 62nd Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate inform His Excellency the Governor that the Senate of the 62nd Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion is carried. I'm directing the Chief Clerk to inform His Excellency the Governor that the Senate of the 62nd Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that arrangements be made with the House of Representatives to hear the Governor's message tomorrow.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. I was
a vote.
Motion carried. I will speak with the Speaker of the House and House of Representatives to make arrangements for the joint address by the Governor. We are now at this order of business, messages from the House. Will the reading clerk read the messages from the House?
January the 8th, 2013, from the House of Representatives. Message number one, Mr. President. The House of Representatives of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature General Session has been called to order by Speaker Thomas E. Lubnow, second, and is ready to receive any communication you may desire to submit. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. January the 8th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number two, Mr. President. This is to inform you that the House of Representatives, 62nd Wyoming State Legislature, has elected its permanent officers as follows. Representative Thomas E. Lubnow. Second, Speaker Representative Kermit C. Brown. Majority Floor Leader, Representative Mary Throne. Minority Floor Leader, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. January the 8th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 3. Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following standing committees for the 2013 General Session of the 62nd Legislature. And we will not read the entire list. January the 8th, 2013. Mr. President, the House of Representatives appointed the following employees for the 2013 General Session of the 62nd Legislature. We will dispense with the reading. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
The next order of business is introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Will the reading clerk please read Senate File 9?
Senate File 9, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Private Transfers, Fees, and Act Relating to Real Property.
Senate File 9 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 10, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 10, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Supreme Court Decisions and Session Laws, and Act Relating to the Supreme Court.
Senate File 10 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 11, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 11, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Circuit Court Magistrates, and Act Relating to Magistrates of the Circuit Court.
Senate File 11 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 12, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 12, sponsored by the Senate Judiciary Committee, Child Support Payment Procedures, and Act Relating to Child Support Payments.
Senate File 12 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 14, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 14, Correctional Industry, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, and Act Relating to Penal Institutions.
Senate File 14 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 15, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 15, Inmate Transfer, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, and Act Relating to Penal Institutions.
Senate File 15 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 17, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 17, Community Juvenile Services, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, and Act Relating to Community Juvenile Services.
Senate File 17 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 30, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 30, Special Districts, sponsored by the Revenue Committee, an act relating to special districts.
Senate File 30 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 47, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 47, School Finance Amendments, sponsored by the Education Committee, an act relating to school finance.
Senate File 47 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 55, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 55, Energy and Natural Resource Education Initiative, sponsored by the Education Committee, an act relating to the statewide Energy and Natural Resource Education Initiative.
Senate File 55 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 7, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 7, Conservation District Special Expertise, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, an act relating to conservation districts.
Senate File 7 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 20, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 20, State Land Transactions, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, an act relating to state lands.
Senate File 20 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 31, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 31, Wyoming Veterinary Medical Practices Act, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee, an act relating to veterinarians.
Senate File 31 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 32, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 32, Game and Fish License Fees, sponsored by the Travel Committee, an act relating to game and fish.
Senate File 32 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 33, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 33, Search and Rescue Program Donations, sponsored by the Travel Committee, an act relating to search and rescue fees.
Senate File 33 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 40, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 40, Cultural Trust Fund Board Membership, sponsored by the Travel Committee, an act relating to the Wyoming Cultural Trust Fund Board.
Senate File 40 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 41, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 41, State Parks ATM Donations, sponsored by the Travel Committee, an act relating to state parks.
Senate File 41 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 42, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 42, Snowmobiles Permit and Registration Fees, sponsored by the Travel Committee, an act relating to snowmobiles.
Senate File 42 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 43, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 43, State Parks Acquisition of Land, sponsored by the Travel Committee, an act relating to the state parks and cultural resources.
Senate File 43 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 5, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 5, Insurance Limited Lines, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, an act relating to insurance.
Senate File 5 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 6, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 6, Office of Consumer Advocate Revisions, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, an act relating to public utilities.
Senate File 6 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 13, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 13, Uniform Commercial Code Revisions, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, an act relating to the Uniform Commercial Code.
Senate File 13 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 18, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 18, Professional Engineers and Surveys Practice Act, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, an act relating to surveys and surveyors and engineers.
Senate File 18 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 44, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 44, First Responder Retirement Account Payment Rules, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, and Act relating to the Military Department.
Senate File 44 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 45, first reading of the bill.
Well, I got two there.
Oh, did I?
Senate File 45, Restricted Driver's License Modification, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, and Act relating to motor vehicles.
Senate File 45 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 46, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 46, Protecting Veterans' Disability Compensation in Divorce, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, and Act relating to domestic relations.
Senate File 46 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 51, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 51, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Act Compliance, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, and Act relating to commercial driver's licenses.
Senate File 51 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 3, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 3, State Oil and Gas Supervisor Qualifications, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, an act relating to oil and gas.
Senate File 3 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 22, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 22, Uniform Consumer Credit Code Amendments, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, an act relating to trade and commerce.
Senate File 22 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 23, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 23, Challenge Loan Program, Natural Gas Vehicle Infrastructure, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, an act relating to economic development.
Senate File 23 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 24, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 24, Partnership Challenge Loan Program Interest Rate, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, an act relating to economic development.
Senate File 24 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 26, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 26, Authorization for Certain Radioactivity Waste Facilities, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, an act relating to radioactive waste.
Senate File 26 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 28, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 28, Resident Preference Provisions, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, an act relating to administration of government.
Senate File 28 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 52, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 52, Natural Gas State Vehicles, sponsored by the Minerals Committee, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Senate File 52 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 60, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 60, Medicaid Reform, sponsored by the Labor Committee, an act relating to the Medicaid program.
Senate File 60 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 73, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 73, Unemployment Insurance Federal Compliance, sponsored by the Labor Committee, an act relating to unemployment compensation.
Senate File 73 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 61, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 61, Revisors Bill, sponsored by the Management Council, and Act relating to revision of inadvertent errors.
Senate File 61 is referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 2 p.m. Wednesday, January 9th at 2013.
Are there any announcements? Senator, I'm going to turn to do this. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet in the normal committee room at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. Note the time, 8:30 a.m. to consider Senate File 73, Unemployment Insurance Federal Compliance, that was just assigned to our committee.
Senator Hines.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 9, Minerals, will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, January 9th, 15 minutes after the noon recess in Room S-18 to consider Senate File 23, Challenge Loan Program, Natural Gas Vehicle Infrastructure, Senate File 24, Partnership Challenge Loan Program, Interest Rate, and Senate File 3, State Oil and Gas Supervisor Qualifications.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Land, and Water Resources, will meet up on adjournment tomorrow night in 302 to listen to the state forestry with provision on update on health of Wyoming forests. And everybody that wants to come listen can come listen to that, not just the Ag Committee.
Senator Von Flader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment tomorrow night to consider Senate File 44, First Responder Retirement Account Payment Rules, Senate File 45, Restricted Driver's License Modifications, and Senate File 46, Protecting Veteran Disability Compensation in Divorce.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee Number 2, Appropriation, will start our budget hearings tomorrow in 204 at 8 o'clock. We'll go through the Secretary of State, State Treasurer, Department of Workforce Services, Audit Department, and we'll start again at 3 o'clock to do the Wyoming Business Council, Wyoming Tourism Board, and Game and Fish.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 1, Judiciary, will meet at 8 a.m. in Room S1. We will take up Senate File 12, Child Support Payment Procedures, Senate File 10, Supreme Court Decisions and Session Laws, and Senate File 15, Inmate Transfers.
Any further announcements? Senators, please be in your seats tomorrow in the House chambers at 9:45 a.m. for the joint session, which will begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow. You've heard the motion of the Majority Floor Leader. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is adjourned until 2 p.m. tomorrow.